I posted consistently on Instagram for 6 months now, so let's talk about what happened, whether consistency is really all it's cracked up to be, and how the heck I've managed to stay consistent for the last 6 months, despite being in a busier season of life than usual with a renovation that I'm doing myself and a second business that I started. Hi and welcome to The Simple Business Show. I'm Nisha, online business coach, 11-year entrepreneur and boat lifer. I went from being a waitress and retail worker to building a six-figure online business while traveling the world and working 3 days a week. I'm here to help you use content to attract consistent clients and have 5 to 10K months working 3 days a week. Because neither content or your business should take over your life or make you live in constant stress. If you're ready to build a business that allows you to enjoy the freedom you started it for, let's dive in. So first of all, a little background. I've been in business for 11 years now, almost 12 this July, I think it is. And last year, so this was the first half of 2023. I don't feel like I posted frequently. There was zero strategy whatsoever. For previous years, I've always had a strategy. In 2023, for the first half, I just let go. In summertime, I'm pretty sure I posted maybe once a month. So I didn't post very often. I let go of strategy. I did keep posting almost daily to my Instagram stories though. So little hint for you there, if you are someone who needs to take a mental health break from Instagram, if you don't post or you can't post on your feed, definitely try to still keep posting to your Instagram story because that keeps your warmest followers, so these are the most loyal members of your community, still engaged with you, and then you can still get clients from your Instagram story. Because I was still getting clients from my story, proving just how important your story is. And FYI, my story views were down as well to about 200 people watching my story. So yeah, it just goes to show that you can still get clients from your Instagram story, even if you aren't posting to your feed, and even if you have low numbers of people watching your story. I do think personally that if you set up your Instagram strategy and content schedule to be sustainable in the first place, and you have a healthy relationship to the app, so you're not going on it first thing in the morning, you're not scrolling for hours every day, comparing yourself to other entrepreneurs. If you're using Instagram in a healthy way and a sustainable way, then you often won't need a break from the app anyway. That is my two cents. But if you do need a break, definitely keep posting to those stories. So anyway, back to me posting again consistently, reviving my dead account and what exactly happened. Because I know that there are probably many of you listening right now. Maybe you want to start a business and you want to use Instagram to get clients. Or maybe you already have a business, you're not consistent on Instagram and you're wondering, is it worth it? What kind of results will I see from Instagram? So, end of August or the start of September, I don't truly remember the exact time. I know it was around the end of summer last year. I decided to start posting consistently again and to take it seriously this time. I found that if I had more boundaries around how I used the app, that it was better for my mental health than it had been in the first half of the year. And I learned that who you follow plays a really big role in how much you enjoy the platform, how much you enjoy being there. Who you follow can cause you to compare yourself very unhealthily. And who you follow could have the opposite effect. You can follow people who inspire you, who open your mind to new possibilities, who make you want to show up as consistently as they show up on Instagram. So these things have a really big impact on how you use the app and being able to use it long term. And once I figured these things out, so I had the boundaries, I followed people who inspired me, I started posting consistently again. For the first 90 days, I posted about 5 to 7 times a week. And for the next 90 days, I took my foot off the gas a little bit. I posted less frequently. So it's been about 3 to 4 times a week. And there's been a big focus on repurposing and creating content based on what I've already seen performing best in the first 90 days. That's the beauty of consistency, is that the more consistent you are, the more you get to see what works, and then you can create more of that. And also, the more consistent you are, the more content you now have to repurpose into future content. So basically, the more that you are consistent, the easier and faster and more effective content creation gets for you and your business over time. And I am really pleased with the results, because I've gained about 10 clients. I don't know how many course sales. That's the one metric that I have not written down in this doc, but I know that I've gained course sales as well. So 10 clients, I've gained course sales, 7,000 new followers, about 1,303 new email list subscribers from the date that I started tracking them, because my mistake was that I didn't track how many email list subscribers were coming in when I first started posting again consistently. So that number is higher, but from my tracking, I know it's at least 1,303 new email list subscribers. And I've had over 100 people sign up to learn more about the content batching blueprint, which is a new entry-level offer that I've got coming out soon that will teach you how to create 1 month of content in just 1 day. And I have not really posted about it that much on Instagram, but already I've got 100 people signed up to be notified when it's for sale. So those are results that I am pretty pleased with, especially considering that when I came back to Instagram, basically my account felt super dead. And it did take some work to revive it, but now it is revived and I get plenty of email list subscribers every single day from Instagram. Every day I get DMs wanting to learn about my courses and my digital products. And so for that, I am very happy, very grateful, and very glad that I decided to return to Instagram consistently with a new strategy. And I'm not the only person who is getting great results from being consistent on Instagram. One of my students inside of the Simple Business Builder, that's my signature program, she basically narrowed her niche and got way more specific with her messaging after we all went through module 2 together, which is all about niche and messaging. And then she started posting consistently to Instagram again. And within 6 weeks, she'd booked 3 new clients and had discovery calls with 3 other potential clients. And in total, those 3 clients that she booked, they now equal an extra $2,400 per month, which, if we do the math on my calculator really quick, we'll know that that is an extra $28,800 per year, which is awesome. And that's not even the end of it. Her next other 3 discovery calls, I haven't checked in with her yet to see if they've booked her services, but if they have, then she's at almost 5K per month from one offer that she created in this program. And that's all down to 1, her niche and clearer messaging, but 2, her posting consistently to Instagram. So I want us to just chat a little bit more about why consistency is so important. Because I do think sometimes people, you know, entrepreneurs or aspiring entrepreneurs, see everyone discussing consistency and think, well, is it really worth it? If I put in the work, what kind of results will I get? Will this be worthwhile? And here is why consistency is worthwhile. Number one, it establishes reliability first and foremost. Consistent posting establishes your presence and reliability on a platform, showing your audience that you're committed to providing value regularly. And subconsciously, this signals trustworthiness. This signals that they can trust you to provide regular value to them. Two, it increases visibility. Because as I'm sure we all know by now, the Instagram algorithm favors accounts that post consistently, boosting your chances of appearing in your followers' feeds and reaching new audiences. I've definitely noticed recently that my post reach has increased overall, even the lower performing posts, and engagement has increased as well. And that's no coincidence. The more consistent you are, the more it increases visibility and engagement. It also strengthens your brand identity because regular posting allows you to reinforce your brand message and values, making your brand more recognizable and memorable to your audience. Think about the last person that you considered buying from. The last person I thought about buying from appears in my feed every day with her story and her post. I see her content every day, and not just that, but she talks about her course and she talks about her freebie every day. So it's always at the forefront of my mind. And even though I haven't purchased from her yet, when I reach the point when I feel I'm ready to focus my attention on the subject that she teaches, she's more than likely going to be the person I turn to and buy from because she's in my feed all the time. She's the person that is top of mind for me when it comes to that topic. Now, engagement and community building. I know we discussed engagement a little bit already and how consistency helps that. But consistent posting encourages engagement from your followers. It leads to conversations, comments, shares. So I want us to talk about it a little bit more because this engagement helps foster a sense of community around your brand. Building a community is so important, and I know it's kind of trendy right now on Instagram for certain social media coaches to tell you that building a community is not important and engagement is not important. When you see that, I think most of them mean engaging as in replying with like a heart emoji to every single person who sends you an emoji and so on. And we're not really talking about that kind of engagement here in this episode. And that's not really how you build a community anyway. But regardless of that subject, that's a whole other subject. Building a community is done in a different way. And it's important because it produces repeat clients, true fans, and even some people who won't buy from you, but they will support you in other ways by sharing your content, by engaging with it, by telling other people, oh, you're struggling with this? You should go and follow this person. I follow her and I love her content. I have people in my community who have been here for 8 to 11 years and they still hire me as their coach and they still join my courses and my programs and my products. When you build a community on a platform, whether it's Instagram or something else, you're investing in building an audience who will continually invest in you. Consistent posting also increases your chances of getting clients and sales because the more you can be seen on Instagram, the more you can talk about your offers on Instagram, the more chance you have of someone hiring you from your content. I'm sure we've all heard by now of the fact that people typically, on average, need 7 touch points with whatever it is that you sell before they take action on that thing. That means that they need to see it or hear about it at least 7 times before they take action on it. This doesn't mean that you need to be posting every single day or multiple times a day, But you also shouldn't post just once or twice here and there. A lot of my clients find that a happy medium is about 4 or 5 posts per week, sometimes even 3. And with my content batching blueprint, you can create all of these posts in one day each month. So that means that you only sit down to create Instagram content 12 times a year. Then you can set it and almost forget it. Because I think that's the big thing, right? With people staying consistent on a platform like Instagram, a lot of people find that it takes them hours to create one post. And as a result of that, they are creating their posts daily. So every month they're spending an hour, if not more, trying to create a post that then only gets like 20 likes and 3 unfollows. So I understand why, if that is how you're creating content, I understand why you struggle to stay consistent or struggle to like content creation. And that's why you personally, in my opinion, need a content batching system. Make creating content faster, easier, and dare I say more fun, and then you can focus on the more important aspects of your business, like serving your clients and also having time off for your actual life. Now, 2 more points that I wanted to discuss on the topic of why stay consistent, why it's so important. We've already covered a lot, but 2 more: opportunity for experimentation and learning. I mentioned this earlier, but I don't think that most entrepreneurs value this as much as they should. Regular posting allows you to experiment with different content types, captions, hooks, content anchors, and content pillars. More importantly, it allows you to experiment with different types of messaging. And all of this provides data, provides valuable insights into what resonates best with your audience. What messaging resonates best? What specific words and language resonates best? What topics are they most interested in? These are all the things that you have to understand about your target market if you want to create offers that feel like a no-brainer to them. Once you understand all of this stuff inside and out, as well as you know your best friend, if you can know your target market as well as that, then you are setting yourself up for so much more success with so much more ease. Because it's way easier to create offers that sell if you deeply know your market than it is to make offers that they don't really want, and then you have to show up 2 times as much and work twice as hard for people to buy from you. And lastly, consistency equals consistent growth. By posting consistently, you steadily start attracting new followers and expanding your reach over time. Because the more consistent you are, the more you learn about what your audience does and doesn't like. And with every lesson you learn, you can apply it to create more and better content. And that content is going to get you more followers and more reach. Consistency is important. Not going to be effective if you don't pair it with a strategy too, but we won't dive into that here. If you want an Instagram strategy that is both highly effective and sustainable, I deep dive into strategy inside of my program, The Simple Business Builder. But for now, let's chat consistency. If you're someone who struggles with posting consistently, as I mentioned throughout this episode, I'm releasing the Content Batching Blueprint, and it's coming out actually on the 21st of March. It's going to be a video class that'll teach you step by step how to batch 1 month of Instagram content in one day. There is also a 3-day option for those of you who prefer to spread the tasks out over a few days and find that a bit less overwhelming. But the entire process takes about 5 to 6 hours. And inside of the Content Batching Blueprint, you'll also get all of the templates that you need to make the process faster and easier for you. So you'll get 30 days of content ideas, a sustainable posting schedule, a 1-day and 3-day content batching checklist, an Instagram content calendar template, and the 30-minute video training. The content batching process that I teach inside of this training has seriously been such a lifesaver for me. Not only have I gained 10 clients, 7K followers, over 1,300 email list subscribers from this, but I've also gained so much brand clarity because of posting consistently. You know, I've been able to keep my finger on the pulse of what my audience needs and wants most from me, what messaging they respond to most, what offers they want most. And I'll be real with you, when I first started posting consistently again, I was kind of lost. I remember not knowing if I should pivot to teaching people how to grow a business without Instagram, because Instagram, you know, I use Instagram, but I also use email marketing. Or I was thinking, should I teach people, you know, how to create and sell courses? Because I've made 6 figures from one course, I could teach that too. You know, I think over 11 years, I've become really good at a lot of things. And so I reached this point where I was like, there are all these things that I could teach people how to do, which one should I focus on? But instead of letting all of that stop me in my tracks, and instead of thinking I've got to figure this out before I start posting consistently, I decided to take messy action and post about all of those topics at first. And eventually, my niche, direction, and messaging became a lot clearer again. If I hadn't simply taken messy action and began posting consistently, I wouldn't have the clarity that I have now. Clarity comes from action. So if you want to be the first to hear when the content batching blueprint comes out, the link to the waitlist is below in the description, and you can also sign up either using that link or by DMing me the word blueprint on Instagram. So again, you can use the link below to join the waitlist or simply DM me the word blueprint on Instagram and I will add you to my DM waitlist. So I'll send you a little DM on the day that the content batching blueprint comes out with a link so you can go and get yourself signed up and finally be able to create content consistently without you having to make it every single day or constantly be on Instagram. If you have any questions, let me know over on Instagram, and I will speak to you in the next episode.